questions.
What kind of cars do you collect?
Street rods. I have a Chevelle right now I'm working on. I build and collect.
So you're over 11,283 square feet is the lot size?
Yeah.
Approximately, plus or minus?
Not very big.
No one else has any questions I'll ask for, Mr. Sharp?
You said the existing garage was built by a prior owner.
Correct.
Do you know if there was a CO issued for that?
I wouldn't know. I actually bought the home from, it was a,
If I can assist, Mr. Sharp, so there was a building permit for an accessory structure on July 5th, 1985, and a CO was issued on October 2nd, 1985 for that structure. Now, looking at the survey and looking at the lot lines now, I see that's falling short of the five, but had this just been that structure alone, that could have been taken care of through the administrative corrective process. But for the purposes of completeness, I did include it in the description when we issued it.
How tall is the existing garage?
It's 8 foot, like 12 foot.
Because I think I saw in the drawing that your proposed garage is going to be 19.4 feet tall.
In that area, correct? Yes.
I thought it said 12.
12 foot walls.
I think if you look in the drawing in the that was attached, it's got, I'm sorry, 17 feet, the highest point.
Yeah, it'd be like a 12 foot wall then, like 4-12 pitch.
And how tall is the other one?
That's a standard 8 foot wall with a 4-12 pitch. So it's like, well, probably about 12, 13 foot.
Is there any other variances right around in this area?
That's for the front yard, two properties away. Front yard.
Both front yard.
That's a different development as well.
Do you have an HOA in this community?
I'm not a part of the HOA. They're across the street.
So there is none for that community?
Not for where I'm at.
And explain to me again, you had said that there was nowhere else to put it. Did you look at other spots, perhaps behind the deck or off the property line or turning it?
Right off the deck is actually where the septic, cement, whatever they are, that's where they're off, right off the when you come out the deck, right off the right corner there.
Okay. It's kind of almost in the center of the lot where your septic
is. Kind of, yes. Yeah. I'm going to say kind of to the right center.
Have you had any discussions with your neighbors about it?
Yes.
And what's their position?
None of them really. Actually, the one wanted to know what I had to go through because he's talking about moving his trailer out and putting the house there. So, but no.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Other questions? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Any other comments from members of the board? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Question for staff? Take a chance here. Is there any record anywhere of where the septic system would be within the county records?
Not in the county. Yeah, with Denmark, the septic permit would have a design, but if it went in the 80s, that drawing probably wouldn't be as sophisticated as the ones you see today.
Right.
There would be a diagram that is obtainable by the applicant.
Is there a cost to the applicant to request that information?
I believe it's public information. I don't believe there's a fee, but I can't conclusively say that because it's not our jurisdiction.
Request that information.
What you could do is move to leave the record open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to submit a copy from DENREC showing where the septic system is located, and then we would, and usually we'd probably put a date certain on that. Perhaps, you know, I don't know how long it would take DENREC to respond, but perhaps by you know, last Friday of the month or something, and then you could say, and then it'll be put on the agenda as old business for the first meeting in March. Something like that would probably be the way to handle it. It would just be for that specific purpose, so that you could have that information from DENREC showing where the septic system is located for no other reason, so no comments or letters or anything like that to be submitted.
Continue to reach here. There's a building permit issued for the proposed garage.
For the existing?
Proposed.
I believe there was a permit issued for
I understand, but if but if we grant a variance and the applicant then requests a building permit, would the building permit process then require disclosure of where the septic is?
In order to get a C, not for, it's not a dwelling, so for an accessory structure, we would need to see that in order to grant a CO. If it were a dwelling, yes, so.
And plates here.
Sure, he's going to have public water and sewer soon in that area.
Problem.
But we have to go by what is presented to us tonight.
We approve it. If we approve it, and he builds it, and if it's on, if the thing fails, he's going to have expense anyway. Mm-hmm. It's in his lap. But if he builds that building, and he don't know where it's at, that's on him. Yeah. So he should knew where it was before he did it. But he wanted to put that building here and take a chance at it. He could collapse it, or I don't know.
Well, if the board were to approve it, and certainly you could do a multitude of things, but the board would approve it, the approval would be valid for 2 years. So I would hope the applicant would investigate that further to make sure he's not putting the structure on top of that, not to mention having a driveway where cars are going to be driving over a drain field as well. Yeah. Make sure knowing where that is.
Yeah.
And certainly that's only if the board approved it. And
yes. Mm-hmm.
And I will note that we also have two different structures at issue here as well.
Right.
So the existing and the proposed.
I got a couple questions I ask him. Can we still open it? Reopen it?
I will reopen the public hearing. Sir, would you please come forward?
Yes.
In your letter, and I got looking at it afterwards,
mm-hmm.
in your drawing?
Yes.
You're planning on, in the future, adding on to your house?
I would like to, yes.
So you're going to be doing away with your driveway?
Yes. It's a stone driveway.
You can do away with it?
I'll go around the back side of, or along the side of it. There's enough room there. I was only going to come out like 16 foot.
Okay, I was reading here that you're planning on adding on to your house,
yes.
and everything. And I got looking at the map, and you take better than half that driveway out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Being a street rides and stuff, I don't go in and out every day. It's, you know.
Okay. And you heard us talking about, you put that up there and you collapse that drain, it's going to cost you.
I was paying attention to what you were saying, and yes, I would look into that and make sure that that's not an issue. That's all I need is my car falling down onto because the cement collapsed. So, yeah.
Okay, I have no other questions. I just saw that.
I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we table the application, case number 12404, that the record remain open with the specific request for the septic plans to be requested by the applicant, and that they be brought forward for a future meeting of the board during the month of March.
Perhaps, if I may, perhaps the motion could be leave the record open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to provide a septic design plan showing the location of the septic system, and that should be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Office no later than the last Friday of February, and that will be put on for old business on the first meeting of March. That would be approximately a month from now.
I would like to make that my motion.
Motion and a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, the application is tabled until the first meeting in March.
Limited purpose, and then it will be closed and discussed at that meeting. And if I may, Madam Chair, Mr. Bates, you understand what you need to do here? You have until the last Friday of February to get up with the Planning and Zoning Office and provide them with a drawing or some sort of plan showing where that septic system is exactly located, preferably whatever was of record at the DENREC. The record will then be closed. It'll be put on for old business in the first meeting of March. There won't be any testimony or additional evidence heard at that time. The board will just consider what's before it and make a decision. You can. You don't have to. We do air this on the internet, so you could watch it live, or you could check in later, call the office the next day, or even listen to the audio. Usually, it's up the next day.
So I'm still traveling from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm.
I understand. That's why we offer the ability to see it live on the internet for folks who maybe can't be here in person. But you would not have to be here that night.
Sir, may I give this to you just for a little information?
Oh, great.
This is DENREC's phone number. Mm-hmm.